Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Stuff Star, here on another episode of the Stuff Star Show. I'm back by myself. You know, this is like the one-man band show. I truly enjoyed having my friend Young Cutter here. But this is probably not going to be a long episode. I just want to recap or correct or just go over a couple of things from the last episode. And just stuff that's going on right now, grabbing my ears and my attention. I'ma start by telling y'all, I got my Clubhouse invite. Remember I said I'm gonna give myself till Monday, and if I don't get it, then I don't want it. I got it. And I believe in manifestation, and I really feel like that's part of why, because like I wanted it, and then I just left it alone. And I commented randomly. I think I was on Elliot Wilson's page, and lo and behold, someone got me in there. But once I got in, I guess I started comparing it to Riff. I think I brought that up because I was like, well, in Riff, you can chat and you can play music. Clubhouse is more grown up, I would say. That's one of the biggest differences that I did find between Clubhouse and Riff. Riff is, not to call it childish, but you don't need an invite, which was a plus at first. I don't know. I thought part of like the allure of Clubhouse was its exclusivity. But then like I only have like 4 days there. Like I'm still fairly new. And it's been a shit show. And like the 3 days that I've been there, I don't know if this is what it's always been, again, because I'm new here. So I don't know, guys, it's only my third day here. I don't know if academics has something to do with it. Academics is the feds, okay? Academics is an infiltrator. And you guys know that I talk shit about him on a couple of my other episodes because, in my little opinion, I feel like he misuses the platform that he has. We'll get into that in a second. I wanted to correct that I said Angie Martinez's music is not on any platform, and it is. Right now, I'm only using Tidal. I was paying for, like, all the music streaming apps. But I got shit to do, and I can't be paying for all this right now. So I'm sticking to Tidal. And some of her music's on Tidal. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube also. But the one song, the while we have me in the club, the Buhanin, that's my song, is not on Tidal. It's deep in YouTube somewhere, and I'll find that. I'm not gonna play it, but so her music is out there. I wanted to make that correction, and then I kind of was like, it sounded like I was attacking Flex, and I don't have anything against Flex. My thing with Flex is that I loved him. Like I used to say Flex raised me through the airwaves, you know, because some of us don't I have a dad at home. I saw my dad on the weekends when he wouldn't, you know, let me down. We'll leave that at that. But no, I love Flex. My thing with him is like, bro, let me in the door. Like, he's not as heavy as he once was, but no pun intended. But that's my thing with Flex. And I will always admire Flex, and I will always tune in. And I will always say, shut the fuck up, Flex, because he doesn't let the song play. But he has a little tiny slither of my heart somewhere. So I don't ever want to come off like I don't like the word hate, but I don't have any type of animosity towards anyone in my past that has ever done me wrong or led me astray or none of that. Like, I'm above that. It's above me. I leave everything in God's hands. Never been a vengeful person. It's not good to be vengeful. Karma is a fucking professional at her job. She knows she's a bitch and she's a pro, and she knows what she's doing. So I always let it go. Bars. Always let it go, because trust me, tables turn. Those tables always turn. And Flex is now apparently trying to do music his damn self, so maybe he'll get a little taste of how not easy shit is when things aren't just handed to you. But I got love for you, Flex. You from the Bronx. You was the first person to get me on the radio. And probably, I could really say the only one. You know, besides the DJs that worked with him. It was a bunch of them that were calling me up there. But, yes. Sorry if I said fuck Flex. I only meant it a little bit. He also had grossed me out with his whole liposuction thing. So, since we're on the topic of people that have platforms, I'm going to get back to academics. So, my first day on Clubhouse, it was cool. I wanted to feel it out. I wasn't trying to be a fly on the wall, but I didn't want to get called up either and not have anything to say. And when it was my turn, I almost got attacked for mentioning Annalie Choppa, which I wasn't expecting, but now it's starting to feel like it is a black ball because there was nothing positive being said about this kid. And the fact that he has 1 billion streams, that was with a B, 1 billion streams on Spotify alone is crazy, and no one's talking about it. And that's the type of stuff that pisses me off, because it's like, he's really good. He's been co-signed by a lot of people. As a matter of fact, Flex was the person that put me on to Annalie Choppa, because motherhood has just like warped my whole life. So I'm in a Jay-Z mode. Like, I listen to my top five, which is like Jay-Z, J. Cole, and the Kanye West, or some type of combination of like cream of the crop. But, you know, I was listening to Flex on Instagram, because you guys know I'm not in New York, so I don't have that luxury. Not yet. I know I'm going to be back in New York soon. Fingers crossed. In Jesus' name, if it all works out. But he put me onto him, and I was like, I like the sound. I'm very good at, like, separating an artist from their music, and a lot of people aren't. And it's a perfect example is R. Kelly. And I don't approve of him as a person or an artist or any of that, because clearly he's demented and sick. It doesn't justify anything that he's done. But let's just use this as a little example. Meg Thee Stallion's Body Yaddy Yaddy comes from somewhere. And maybe it's definitely not a remix, but if you listen to the song, it sounds just like, you know, like, girl, you got that body, yaddy, yaddy. Who the fuck else says body, yaddy, yaddy? You gotta learn to separate an artist from who they are and their craft. And I threw Kodak Black in there, and then they were just like, oh, you know, that's another crazy person. I got crazy in me, so yeah, Kanye West is on my top three. And he's kind of crazy. You like who you like. And I can't help it. And I hate when people say things like, you don't look like that's what you're into. Nobody's in my mind. Listen, they can't figure him out. They're like, hey, is he insane? You will never figure me out. This is the type of music that I listen to. And I didn't catch names. It was really like, I was legit in the middle of dinner, still feeling the app out. This was like, I think it was the first day, actually. This is before the whole academics thing. This whole thing is crazy. So, you know, I said, yeah, who I'm listening to right now. I just started naming shit because I really have been, you guys know, been listening to Jay-Z for like the past 3 months, because I'm going through shit in life. And yes, everyone goes through things. And yes, you can like fake it till you make it and put on a happy face. But that's not genuine to me. And one of my badges that I take pride in is my genuineness. And it's just very hard for me to be a hypocrite or pretend like shit is gravy if it's not. It's just, I can if I have to. If I absolutely have to. But it's going to show on my face. You can't see my face right now, but you might hear it in my voice. My voice is very distinct. Very, very distinct. You will not mix me up in anything. And the point is that I listen to what I listen to, and right now, Annalie Choppa's music is a turn up. It just is. And he's also making different type of music. The kid is talented. I'm not ever going to stop saying that. And the whole point that the other person, whoever they were, thanks for engaging, was saying that, oh, he shot at his baby mama. And no one knows the things that go on in a relationship, the real things that go on in a relationship. That's between them two. And I'm not saying this to justify that he did admit to it. But then she also said that his gun jammed, so he didn't. And there was no, like, casings or shells found or any of that. So I say all that to say it's very unfair to put a good artist, a truly good artist, not good because of hype or because of who's co-signing them, or it's a lot of that that happens. It's a lot of it, trust me. That's one of what the debate was about, you know, like versus like music that people are actually listening to and music that's played on the radio. And it's a whole big contradiction, because it's like you're complaining about not being on the radio, but then you are complaining about the music that is on the radio. So then if you get on the radio, you're part of the rotation. And my whole thing is just like fairness all across the board. And obviously his music is playing if he's getting a billion streams on one app alone, but I just found it really heavily unfair that he's just getting started and they're just basically putting him off to the side for something. Didn't Future's baby mama just say that he tried to shoot her or some shit? But nobody dismisses Future because he's embedded, he's established, he's whatever the fuck you want to call it, and it's not fair. And I've always been like, listen, don't mess with the little guys, because I've been the little guy that nobody stood up for me. I don't like that. I feel like he's a good kid. When you're young, things happen. And if he even wanted to, or if both parties wanted to, like, make amends or anything, society makes it hard, because then they would look at her like, oh, you're the baby mother, Mariah. They would just look at her like, oh, you know, you're dumb because he did this. And a lot of times it's like we end up looking stupid because people are going to do what they're going to do. And it's not right that that's happening to him right now. It's not going to take away from his numbers. It's not going to take away from his talent. He's skilled. He's a great rhymer. He got a nice pen game, word schemes, whatever you want to call it. And he's just now blowing up. And I hope sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, he doesn't get discouraged, because it's, like I said, and I stand behind what I said, it is a grimy game. And a lot of times it is who you know. Because if it wasn't who you know, a lot of artists that are misogynistic and have the wrong message wouldn't be where they are. And they are. And I'm not going to start naming them like they wanted me to, because every name I said was like, get the fuck out of here with this Kodak. And I stand behind what I said. But I left because they said Playboy Cardi was the modern day Jean-Michel Basquiat. And I didn't want to hear this anymore. I left the room. But I am enjoying it. I enjoy it when it's actual conversations. I don't want to talk about bullshit. I have a 2-year-old to take care of. And I say that a lot because it's a lot of work. I don't think it's right how mothers get discredited. It was easy when she was little, and it only got harder. I swear the easiest part of my motherhood was when Madison was a little tiny newborn, because she couldn't move, and now she's just on the go. So only mothers know how hard that is in the music industry, along with a lot of other industries, are a man's world. They just are. You gotta kick the door down with both feet and throw some hands in there. Because it is what it is, but it's hard. You know, especially if you cook for them and you clean for them, if you're their main person, you bathe them, you dress them, you do all these things for your little baby. Men should appreciate it more, because if they're lucky, they had a good mom doing it. It's not easy. And we, as women, also have lives. We have things that we want to do for ourselves, on top of careers and things that we're supposed to be doing. And it's always the men It's always the men saying, you should go harder when you want something, never taken into account. That motherhood is hard. And even if you have help, I have help from her dad here and there, you know. We are at the moment together, I would say 85% of the reason why we're together is because of her. And he does help me, but it doesn't alleviate anything. It's hard. I love my baby, but she is the best gift that God could have gave me. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's hard and it's tiring and it takes time and energy, and it just is. And it makes you love him even more. But to any men out there that don't understand how hard it is to be a mother, just shut the fuck up. It's not your place to speak on it. And some people have it easier because of life experience. I didn't grow up with siblings significantly younger than me. My younger sister is a year and a month younger than me. So we were babies at the same time. And I babysat here and there. But it's there's nothing that compares to waking up with your baby and doing the day with her. And if you're lucky, you get to be home with your baby, which I embrace. I wouldn't change this. I mean, I was doing the census for a little while, only because I knew it was going to stop right away. And the whole time, I just wanted to be with her. So don't ever think women are complaining, and be understanding that we can't do it all, in the sense of if you have a YouTube show, or this is just my space, like this is what I do. Whatever it is that you do, and you have a baby or a child, especially if they are babies, don't be hard on yourself, because it's not easy. A lot of times we are hard on ourselves because we want things to be right, but they are right. Listen, I'm learning, as long as your baby is alive and fed, you're doing great. You're doing amazing. First-time moms shouldn't be hard on themselves, because the world we live in is hard on anybody. If you're perfect, they're going to rip you a new one because you're too perfect. If you got something different, it's just, you can never win. If you try hard, you're doing too much. If you be yourself, you're not doing enough. That's why my main thing is just do you. I didn't anticipate recording until the whole thing with academics went down. And I'm like all over the place, but this show is all over the place. My podcast show is mainly music, because music is like a big part of my life. I'm a music head. I'm a music baby. My mother tells me the story of when I was like one. She said that I was crying in the stroller. She couldn't figure out why, so she took me out the stroller, and it was because I wanted to dance, because she was passing like a music shop. And I believe her. I don't remember, but I believe her, because music literally moves me. But my show is also about mental health. I'm a really big mental health advocate. Everybody has a brain, I would think, even though a lot of people move like they don't or speak like they don't. Mental health and just different things going on in the world, in my life, in pop culture, on the earth, the vaccines they want people to take. I do not want to participate in that. I want other people to take it first, and then I'll see the reactions. So I don't ever, this show is all over the place because it's my show and my brain is all over the place. But we're all connected, so something is gonna resonate with someone. B-Dot had a really good room today. We'll get into that. I want to get back on track. So academics made it into Clubhouse. I don't know who the fuck invited this guy. We'll get to the bottom of it. Oh, remember I said I think they might be able to tell who invited you? I was right. I was spot on. They know. It's on your profile in Clubhouse. They can tell who gave you an invite. I don't know. I just had an inkling about it. I swear no one told me. I might be psychic. I've said that a few times. So he got on, and the kid broke fucking Clubhouse. allegedly, right? This is what people were saying. There's never been a room that packed. And I give it to him. I put it somewhere. I said, yo, I give it to AK Academics, whatever he wants to go by. Because he held his own and he was getting attacked. And one of the reasons why I didn't want to keep talking about the music I'm listening to is because I'm not here to get attacked. Listen, I do not engage in any type of anything that's going to take my energy. And I'm not saying that I was being attacked. I didn't feel attacked. The artists that I was picking were being attacked. Whoever the fuck was coming at the people I picked, fuck you. You don't know me and I don't know you. But the point is that he held his own. Meek Mill came at him. 21 Savage was like the best moderator you could ever have. Very understanding and mature. But everything that happened in Clubhouse, I don't like, see, like, I like things to keep their, what's the word? Whatever you're known for, keep it. And I feel like the exclusivity that it has is you're there, if you're not, you don't know. So I don't want to get into all, you know, everything that was said, because I do believe in that part of things. I do believe in the allure of things and not putting things out there. The mystery factor is dope. I love a good mystery. But in all seriousness, Academics is an infiltrator. And he infiltrated Clubhouse just like he's infiltrated this hip-hop world. You know, I don't... Rosenberg was talking about him and said how he was working at Complex and all this other stuff. And it's like... me, right? A chick from the Bronx where hip-hop was created, invented, who's done radio work, who's been to school for media communications, who's deep, deep in the deep end of the music world, in knowing people personally and being in studios and knowing what goes down and knowing what goes down behind the scenes and knowing how songs come about and how a lot of songs are real. They're inspired from something. How videos, shoots, just all of that. It does kind of piss you off when it's like, who the fuck is this Jerry looking ass guy? He is the infiltrator. I don't know if he's the feds. He might be the feds. But I agree with what Meek Mill said. And I agree with whoever else was coming at him that said that he uses his platform to put a spotlight on people that have beefs and he gets paid off of it. That's all fine and dandy, but he doesn't have morals. He's in love with Selena Powell, so clearly he doesn't have morals. You know, I don't like to judge people, but music is one thing that I do take serious, and I've been saying the hip-hop is watered down because of shit like that, because you have Lil Xan and all these people who should not be artists up there pretending to be artists. And is he 100% wrong? No, because if there was no beef, he wouldn't have anything to post. But at the same time, I do strongly believe that he's an infiltrator. And I don't know. I don't think you can get banned from it. I think that he just wanted to prove a point. I haven't seen him on there. He's back to doing his own thing, which is good. When you do your own thing, you don't really care. Like, I was on it, and I'm no longer amused. It was fun for a day or two, but there's no conversations happening. The B-Dot conversation did bring me in there today, and I was in there for a while because I'm behind B-Dot 100% in every point that he made, in the sense of your list is your list. You pick who you want to pick, and I'm going to bring the point back to Kennelly Choppa not getting his credit, not getting his flowers. Like, if I wanted to put him as the artist of the year based solely off of his growth from 2019 to now, it's major. Like, it's huge, and no one talks about it. Nobody talks about it. I don't know if he's been blackballed. I don't know if the situation with the mother of his child has had that much of an impact. But we're all human. That's what it comes down to. We're all human. Everybody makes mistakes. There's a long-ass list of shit that I I don't like to say I regret, but I probably would do a little different if I could go back into my younger days. I don't want to say my youth because I'm still fairly young, but he just turned 18. So when the shit happened, he was 17. Bro, I cannot tell you what the fuck I was doing. I was probably getting drunk with Young Cutter when I was 17. I cannot look at a bottle of Hypnotic without thinking back to that one summer. Well, I was doing something I wasn't supposed to. But you change and you grow. And I really hope, again, from my heart, that he doesn't let this fucked up industry. You can separate the two. I don't have to like the industry to love the music. But it is messed up. And I hope he doesn't let it get to him. And I hope him and Mariah can resolve whatever issues, even if it's just for whatever reason, for the baby or for whatever. I'm pretty sure it won't be to save face, but it's fucked up, you know. And the people in Clubhouse could or could not be the key holders, but no one dictates what is good music, and it is absolutely subjective, because what I think is dope shit, somebody might think is trash, vice versa. Yes, I listen to things that everyone has listened to. Benny the Butcher and Freddie Gibbs. And I don't have a list in front of me right now because I don't listen to the shit that everybody else listens to. I'm really, 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 really in my own world. Like, I'm literally, I live in the Steph world 24/7. And sometimes I might park and check out the scenery in other worlds. But it's not fair to say that can't be a list because that's not who I pick. What? Man, listen. That's why I don't think I'll even want to speak on Clubhouse, because I'm not trying to get into it with nobody. And the hours that they be saying good shit, it's the hours that I be awake, and I don't need Madison looking at me crazy because I'm arguing with a person I've never even met. I'm good. I'm enjoying Clubhouse. I said this wasn't going to be long, but of course, you know, I can run my mouth. I saw a thing that said Dolly Parton really, really wants Beyonce to cover Jolene. I'm going to tell you guys a little, like, FYI about Dolly Parton. I'm not sure if people know. Dolly Parton runs a book program that sends children 6 and under a book a month for free for years. I signed up when Madison was probably like 4 or 5 months. Because I'm a bookworm. Like, I'm really a nerd by nature. Like, that's why I'm literally in books of how much I'm a bookworm. And that's not even a flex. That's just my life. It's what it is. So, Madison was born in the summer. And I didn't like having her out in the heat when she was born. So, we would go to the library. And I signed her up for this thing. Because, again, it said for ages 6 and under, even months. Since Madison has been months, she has gotten a book a month. She's 2 and a half now. A book a month. And it's Dolly Parton's. I wish I could find one. I always peel the stickers off. But I say this to say, I have a different level of respect for Dolly Parton. And I do listen to all types of music. This is why I don't get deep into the arguments of only hip-hop. Because I listen to Taylor Swift. Listen, I listen to the Beatles. I listen to shit that my mom used to play. I listen to bachata and reggaeton if I'm feeling like it. Punta. If y'all never heard Honduran music, go play some punta. There's no way you're not going to move. I'm a music head. Like, I love country music. I could listen to anything. I really could. If it's a good beat, that's all I need. There's a country song that says something about beer is good and God is amazing and people are crazy or something like that. That's one of my favorite songs. It's just music, right? Just music is me. I am music. She's up there for me. And I hope that she gets that little wish from Beyonce. Because it would be dope. And just like she said, Beyonce has one of the most amazing voices in the world. Like, you don't gotta break it down to a genre. But yeah, I think it would be dope for her to cover it. Playboi Carti has not dropped. I'm just going down a little list that I had here of things I'm going to talk about. But I said this wasn't going to be long. This was supposed to be 10 minutes and I'm on half an hour. I'm still trying to figure out what direction, because I gotta watch my words. They might bite me in the ass. It's like a free running train, like a train off the tracks. This show has a mind of its own. Let me see. Playboi Carti hasn't dropped, and he said he was, but I know better because Playboi Carti came up under ASAP. And I don't know if he gets his credit on the ASAP Rocky or not. You don't always need credit for something, but because I know them on a real close personal level, like family close, I know when shit is bullshit. So I knew he wasn't gonna drop, and the kid, what's his name? Mario Judah, I think. I thought I had his name written here somewhere. I thought people would know better by now, but I guess not. I have here in my notes a little theory of mine. Somebody might not like this, but I don't care. I feel like Ari snitched on Herbo because he got Tyena pregnant. And I came to this conclusion as a woman, probably gonna be divorced very soon. Just being as real as I could be. And even with that, I still say, if you ever have another baby, I will fucking kill you. Because that's just, women are territorial. But I could be wrong. Listen, this is just my opinion. Don't listen to me. I'm crazy. I'm really, really crazy. So, Academics was getting dragged on Clubhouse in two different rooms. I wanted to say I give it to YouTubers who do Christmas blogs, whatever days of Christmas, because it's not easy. I record when I feel like it, because this is the Steph Star Show. I do what I want, and I wanted to record today, get a bunch of stuff off my chest. I want to start doing this more often, you know, even if it's like here and there, by myself, not by myself, however it is. I've been doing my Christmas stuff, and I gotta throw in there, Jesus is the reason for the season. We put up our tree. I've been trying to do the traditions that we've been doing. I got her little gingerbread man. We've been doing different activities. She painted an ornament. I painted one with her. Just different things, but she's still so little, it's kind of hard. So for now, I'm just letting her have fun. I'm lying. She got into one of the gifts. But we kind of, you know, her dad's like part Jewish. It's just such a mix. This is like a buffet over here. We let her open one, and I said, okay, it's okay. Because the one that she picked was like oddly shaped. So she knew something probably fun was in there. All the other gifts are like perfect squares. But she does ask me every once in a while. And she's in my nativity scene, which is like, ooh, baby girl, don't touch my nativity. But I can't really get, she's two. She's 2.5. What 2.5-year-old isn't gonna get into the tree? So I have like, I've been collecting the ornaments from when she was, you know, her first Christmas. We got last year's Christmas. And then this year's ornaments. But I feel like I really am in the middle of moving, because of things going on in my life that I like to keep to myself. So it's a little bit harder right now. But it's going. It's going. This is what it was. On one of my last episodes, I said I haven't tested for COVID ever. But it's because I don't go out. Like, I really am. I don't like the word stuck, but I really am a stay-at-home mom. Partly by choice. I go out to get groceries, and I go out if I want to. But I'm a baby. Like, there's nothing that exciting right now. And there's people that have lives and enjoy them. I feel like I have a muzzle on if I go anywhere with a mask. So if I'm going to go out, which is probably not going to happen anymore because they're shutting places down again, every time that I see people eating out with their mask on, it's just like it's a muzzle. It's a muzzle. And I know that's my personality type, and that's just the way I look at it. But I don't like it, and I don't want to go anywhere if I have to wear a mask. So I choose to stay home. That's why I hadn't tested. Of course, any little thing, people are like, oh, I might have it. Yeah, but I don't. I'm not trying to, like, put the wrong information out there. And I think that was it. Oh, it was something more about academics. I guess this is going to be the academics episode. Content. I repost content that's other people's content because I reposted with the original poster. Like, I'm not into stealing content. I think we brought that up with the page. I forgot the name of the page. It doesn't matter. I'm not doing free promotions. The point is that anything that you put up on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere is free game. That's free content. You posting whatever. Yo, I am going to keep reposting people because that's content. And it's not stealing it, right? To each person their own content. You repost. Everyone reposts from somebody else. One thing that did bother me that I saw, and I hope the right ears hear this. People are selling Clubhouse invites, which is so cheesy and trashy. There's no other word for it but trashy, to be honest. It was so exclusive that I wanted an invite so bad, and now it's like they're selling the invites. I would have never bought an invite. But it kind of, like I said, it takes away from the exclusivity, and it's just going to turn crazy. So I'm gonna make my own app. I'm always saying I'm going to do something, probably not, but yeah. So academics broke the room because people enjoy negativity. A positive, what's his position in life? He's not a journalist. Whatever academics is. If you were a person that puts out positivity, good vibes, whatever you want to call it, there wouldn't have been 5,000+ people in that room. And that just is a perfect example that negativity is running the world right now. I'm trying to take a totally different approach. I am reporting on the things that I see and what could be done better, because there's a lot of things that could be done better. We all got to do better. It's not just academics, and it's not just the rappers. Rappers are gonna rap about what the fuck they live. This is what they live. But you could highlight something good that Meek did. I'm gonna keep this one five Meeks, right? They're gonna rap about what they rap about. Why should a rapper have to turn down what the fuck rap is? And that's why I say you gotta have the right people, because some of these people don't really know where rapping even comes from. I don't have to know every artist to know what I like. I don't have to know every single person in the history of hip-hop to know that I come from the Bronx and that's the home of hip-hop. So I'm gonna leave it on a good note. Be positive, do you, because people are gonna talk shit anyway. Listen, Meek, I was on your side when they said why he only gave him $20. He didn't have to give him a fucking quarter. So it's all perspective, and I think I ran my mouth a good amount. So I'll be back soon, hopefully better contents. Put good vibes in the air. Mothers of the world, you're amazing, especially if you're a hands-on mom and you do it all. Never let nobody tell you otherwise, because people are quick to judge you without ever having doing it themselves. And do you. Don't let this world work you, okay? You work the world. The world can end December 21st and nobody will know it. So do not work yourself, because none of y'all, nobody out there in the world is going to die King Midas, okay? Okay, bye. Toodaloo.